Our guests in the cafe this morning are Dr. Bob Johnson and Dr. John Bilotti with the Commerce Community Action Program, or CCAP. Fellas, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, John Mark.
Great. So you all have started a GoFundMe page, is that right? And you're trying to raise some additional funding and money for the activities of CCAP?
That's correct. We're trying to start up a program called Impact and Recovery Initiative to try and provide some help for people returning to the workforce.
I see. Impact and Recovery Initiative.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about that, Dr. Johnson, and what kind of things you might be able to offer.
Okay. Obviously, we'd like to be able to fund more than we currently have funds to do so with, but we're trying to limit our program to $150 per family unit. And things we want to help with are as follows. Child care expenses, probably it would not last for more than a week,
mm-hmm.
but it might be something to help someone to get started with a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Providing workshops and resume writing to strengthen skills and interviewing, as well as being able to write a good resume. Paying for next to new clothes for parents to go back to work. Paying for incidentals such as use of a cell phone, hygiene, gas to go to and from work, haircuts, and other items not listed here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we want to be able to refer people who are emotionally in need of some counseling or pastoral help.
Yeah.
Furthermore, we're going to help with handyman services for the elderly, such as carpentry work, mowing of lawns, painting, et cetera.
I see. So you're really kind of looking at trying to be able to provide some help in the economic trouble that we have been having, and helping people get back into the workforce and get their lives back going again.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Mm-hmm, good. Do you have a goal for your GoFundMe campaign?
Yes, sir. We would love to be able to serve a total of 100 families, but we'd be more than happy to be able to serve 50. Currently, we have about $1,150 that's been raised to date, and we're hoping that people from the community will see fit to help us raise enough money to serve at least 50, but hopefully 100 families.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw on your page your goal was $20,000. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would help us immensely.
Yeah, sure it would. And so we're going to keep the faith that will happen. We're talking with Dr. Bob Johnson and Dr. John Bilotti with the Commerce Community Action Program, or CCAP. John Bilotti, talk a little bit about the philosophy of CCAP.
Well, John Mark, we got together, actually. This was another of Dr. Johnson's brain children, actually. It,
mm-hmm.
it spawned back when I was mayor, if we recall that,
right.
Which is more than 7 years ago now, just trying to help members of the community along the Commerce Community Action Program. In other words, I think the term we used to use was helping the marginalized in the community. People that are working to get ahead and have problems in areas, and then maybe some of them are afraid for counseling or to even know where to go to get counseling. And Commerce Community Action Program publishes a manual each year that provides names and addresses and phone numbers of individuals and organizations in town that will help.
One thing I know that you all had started earlier this year was the community garden there behind First United Methodist Church on Highway 24. Is that still going on, or is that something, like so many things, has been set aside?
We would love to have people to come and have a garden plot. And if they don't want to grow produce for themselves, it would certainly be wonderful if they'd come and grow produce to give to the food pantry.
So it's still possible for people to participate in that?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. You all have a Facebook page, which is quite active, and there's a lot of good announcements on there, good place to keep up with what's going on. So it's a GoFundMe page, and again, the CCAP has its Facebook page, which is another good place to get some information about.
We are hoping that the community will see fit to help us, to help the people who live in the community to be able to go back to work and try and help their families to have a little better view of the future than many of them are faced with right now.
You bet. All right, fellas, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
All right, Dr. Bob Johnson and Dr. John Bilotti with the CCAP Commerce Community Action Program. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.